When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I'm going to say it from her side of the story, because there was another side that came out.
From the straight woman's side.
Yes, from the straight woman's perspective, which we need.
Yes, we're going hetero first. From the hetero perspective.
Yeah, we definitely need more of that. We also, I think, need more straight male perspective. But
yeah, and just like straight men around in general.
Yeah, straight men. What do you think of lesbian bars?
Yeah.
Just like in general, can we get your opinion?
Yeah, why are there not more of you there? It's kind of like when I go to a lesbian bar, I'm like a little lonely.
Yeah, I miss you. I'm like, where are you? Did you read my link title?
I did.
Are you going to read it? I'm just going to be pissed because she's going to be like, you guys forget to read mine.
No, but the worst is that the fact that Ashley just sent another one and all she titled it was link, which you know means that something's wrong. Like something
it is seriously
wrong. It means
that she's in the middle of something and she like yes. Quickly was like, I got to set them up.
And while you're doing that, I'll let the listeners at home know that you titled this link, this link could never compare to the flow of Ashley's hair. It's beautiful. It's
a nice little poem. Thinking about me, like, just being completely hectic and, like, running around trying to get this set up. Mm-hmm. And then, like, sitting down for a minute and being like, what poem should I put as the subject line?
Maybe that's what we need. Maybe every day we need to, like,
a minute for poetry.
A small poem to each other. And that would be, like, you know, like a mindful minute, except it's... write a little poem every day.
Okay.
Okay, why did you tell me about your anxiety? What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's just been like a really busy morning and I had an exam and then I got right when I got out of it, my sister was calling me a shit ton and there was like drama with all I can say is listener, do not go with Liberty Mutual. I will go on the record saying that.
No.
I have had a fucking time with them to the point where I canceled my policy a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Did they hang up on me 3 times while I was trying to cancel it? Yes, they did.
Mac, this is real. We just got a sponsorship and like, offer from Liberty
Mutual.
You guys,
no, we did it. Danny, cut that. You guys know me, though. Like, I'm not about to be, like, I'm not mean. When I try to, like, be
You're
stern with customer
mean.
Service, it's like, could you please handle this as quickly as is easy for you to do, please?
Yes, please.
Whenever
please
you
don't
get
put
the time.
Yourself out in any way. Don't actually even try too hard.
They hang
don't
up on me and I'm like, just call me back whenever you're able to. Like, I think the line went out.
It was probably me. I'm in a new apartment. I don't know
when
what
I told them
like
that
here.
Somebody hung up on me. Do you know what the guy said to me? He said, that's interesting. I don't know if Geico has a thing, but they have a lizard.
They have a lizard.
State Farm is Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Progressive is Flo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How are you pulling these off the top of your head?
I love insurance ads.
Well, and now you're going to really need to go through them. You're going to need to cycle through to find a new
listener,
provider.
Listener, I would serious. Really appreciate Some any recommendations. Insurance recommendations you may have down below. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to come for me and be like, oh, I love Liberty Mutual, I thought I did too. I really thought I did too.
I don't think anybody's going to
And I'm
come
not going to get into it.
Be angry. Just going you're hard
like,
for Liberty
actually,
Mutual.
No one cares. Ashley's not here today.
Oh yeah, Ashley's... Hi, everybody. Ashley's not here. Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
Welcome.
Is it the Chosen Family Podcast if Dad's not here? Or is it Mac and Elena try to keep their heads above water for 50 minutes straight?
Mac and Elena are waiting for Ashley to bring the lifeboat. We could use it.
And it's bad today because I think both of us, I'll speak for myself, it's bad today because I was fully ready for Ashley to carry this episode. Like,
okay,
I'm tired.
So every time we record, same. Are you okay? Was your day okay? You look so, like, studious and put together.
This is probably my fourth outfit of the day. Why? It's 1
p.m. We've only recorded one episode.
It's 1 p.m. and I have recorded 2 full YouTube videos, 2 full ad spots, an Instagram reel, the intro outro for my Patreon bonus content, and I went to therapy.
What time did you get up?
6.
You are actually insane. You're a machine. Can you come like take over my life for a
minute? A machine wouldn't be breaking down. A machine would continue to run.
With how much you're doing, actually, I think the machine would potentially break down. Yes.
It's breaking down.
Alina, why did you say you could record today, though?
We have to.
Guys, it's been a little crazy.
Are you still looking at the group chat?
I just put it away. Oh, should I be? Stop. Do you want me to read this out loud? I think since you typed it, you should read it. Alina said, quote, go get that roll, daddy. Please don't give me new merch ideas.
It sounds so wrong.
No, we're already. How else would I say it?
Like, normally. Go get that roll, daddy. That's worse. No, okay, so you had an exam today. This is something I was thinking about. We haven't talked about you being in school at all. You basically, on a Not Patreon really. Episode, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, we do whole entire bonus episodes over there.
Slay. And before Mac. And they're usually funnier.
Yes. Somehow they do end up being better.
Maybe we just get to let loose a little bit.
We do let loose. And before Mac was comfortable talking about this to the world wide web, we talked about it over on Patreon that she's going back to school and then just never talked about it again.
Yeah, I'm kind of slaying right now, honestly.
You're kind of a what?
I'm kind of slaying. I'm a slay.
Oh, slaying.
Slay is a term that the kids are using Elena. That means,
thank you, my child.
Doing well, going off.
I thought you said slang.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is like meta.
Did I have a little country twang there? Maybe?
You did. You had a twang. Well,
I feel like I've grown out of that since I got to California, but maybe not. I
hate to break it to you. You've been there for 2 seconds. It's too fast to grow out of anything, Mac.
I don't know. People move here and they get the accent a little
That's
bit.
That's true.
You're lucky I haven't hopped on here and, you know.
Oh my God. How are you guys?
Whoa. You did that well.
Did I really?
Yeah. Do it again.
Oh my God. Go get that roll, daddy.
To finish introducing ourselves, Ashley's not here. Ashley is father. I'm your mom, Elena Joy.
And I'm your hot teenage brother.
Mac is still baby, but baby now lives in LA. Baby's going back to school. Like, those are some big boy
baby
choices.
Baby's doing some grown-up things a little bit.
Baby's adulting. Tell us even just the people generally about school, what you're comfortable saying, because they don't know.
I don't know how much I'm going to get into it, but like, I am going back to school, which is like an interesting thing in itself because we kind of talked about it on that one episode, but like, it feels
Patreon
much better.
Episode? Yeah, the Patreon episode exclusive that's only available on Patreon.
The Patreon exclusive episode that's only on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. First try.
You're studious. It's showing.
It's because I'm back in school.
Exactly.
What can I say? I'm just going to say really quick, Elena, both my exams I got A's on, so.
Yeah, you did. Of course you did. Oh, yeah, look at her being bashful.
I don't know.
Oh,
so it's
Mac
kind of
being bashful.
It's whatever. So I don't
it's
know.
Whatever. It's whatever. I barely even
it's
tried.
It's honestly not a big deal. You can bet your bottom dollar I'm not paying California tuition, okay, as an out-of-state person.
Yes.
Because
we did talk about
you
this.
Have to move to the state, be there for a year. Mm-hmm. Then pay it safe. So I'm doing classes through my old university online, which is great, but I was kind of like, oh, it's going to be difficult to not be like face-to-face with my professor.
Yeah.
Me saying that as though I don't hate eye contact, but.
And don't live your whole life online. Yeah. Like as if that's not the most comfortable place for you.
I'm like, woo, now I have parasocial relationships with my professors too. This is great. it's so much easier to like watch lectures online though, and then be able to like go back and forth and like dictate the speed of learning.
That's
so
interesting.
Nice. oh my gosh, so good. I can listen to the same thing, like the same sentence over and over again until it makes sense if I need to.
I don't like virtual classes at all. I cannot pay attention.
You can't pay attention?
No, I'm just like, I can't. I don't know. I can't.
Why? There's just like too much going on? Or it's just like,
oh, well, I mean, yeah, you're like out of the, you love the learning environment. Like you love being, Alina loves to be surrounded by her peers.
I love the learning environment.
Yeah, you totally
do. I like want to be in the classroom.
Yeah, yeah. That's so fun though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd dislike it, but I remember when I was in college and just like being in the classrooms is kind of anxiety inducing personally for myself, especially if there was like an exam. I had these experiences where I'd be taking the exam and I'd get so nervous that I was going to forget the answer that I was working on, or that I wasn't going to be able to like comprehend what I was reading, that I would just, my brain would go blank and I would be like, shit.
Yes.
And no, then I hated that.
I would hear people talk about that experience and I was like, oh, I've never had that personally, but like sounds rough. And then last semester, yeah, good luck.
Sounds rough out there, guys.
Oh, wow. Sounds hard for you. Sorry. Sucks to be you, sounds like. And then last semester, in my fucking stats class, I was so anxious about the final exam that I got there and that happened. I opened the book and I started reading the questions and like, it was like my mind couldn't comprehend.
You like can't process it. I couldn't process it.
And like my mind went blank and I was sitting there going, oh, this is what they've been talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've, in that I've moment, heard of
you
this.
Said, I think I might actually have an anxiety disorder, maybe.
Yeah. I was like, I've ever heard of this happening. And then I had to sit there for a bit and just like do some breathing and calm myself down. And then it was
that's
fine.
Where we're different, because I go, oh, you idiot, why can't you read this? Like, just look at the words and just read the fucking words. What do you do?
Self-talk.
Okay, right.
We respond to different things. But I mean, school's going great. It's
okay.
It's really nice. I'm really fucking busy, but it's working because I'm in like a stable routine and environment again. So it's like fine. Like I've got my planner going.
Uh-huh.
I've got my girlfriend. So when I'm done doing stuff, I don't have to like sit and cry because I'm like, we could be cuddling on the couch right now. It's just like, I can go cuddle on the couch. It's honestly, everything is great. My routine is routining. Yes. It's slaying.
Your relationship is relationshiping.
My relationship is relationshiping.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, it's slang. How's school going for you?
This semester is intense, but we knew it would be. Full four classes.
Yeah.
And most of the material feels useless, unimportant.
It's like those classes that are kind of like you don't feel like you'll ever use them again, but it's necessary for the degree.
Yes. Ooh, and so those. But like, you know, the learning environment is great. Being in the learning environment is never not a plus. I'm never not getting something out of the learning environment. So we love that. Just continue to show up in the learning environment, and then I learn in that environment. I'm just tired.
Yeah, you're fucking exhausted, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You've been grinding.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I've kind of been hustling. I don't know.
It's like a scramble. When I try to think about how am I, my brain goes blank.
I don't have time to think about how you are, honestly. Over the summer, when we look back on this time period, you're going to be like, yeah, I was not doing great. And you're going to be like, I didn't even realize it. I wasn't doing great.
No, it's going to be, I wasn't doing great. And I realized it. But somehow, we just kept on moving.
That's what we got to do.
The good things are that I'm busy with all things that are important to me. And all things that I enjoy. And, you know, we're doing this podcast, making online content, doing the school thing about where the actual material, like the counseling. We do a lot of practice counseling with our peers at this stage. Yeah. And like, when I'm in that, it's like, hell yeah. Like I feel like I'm in the right spot. It's a question now for me of like, how do I bring these two worlds together?
Yeah, you're kind of getting to that point.
Yes.
How many years do you have left of that? Or are you like, after I finish this portion, I'm going to do more? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Let me be Ashley here for a second.
Okay.
Elena! Okay. Elena! Give yourself a break!
Why are you whispering?
I'm not a yeller. I can't scream.
Ashley doesn't whisper.
We should do podcast episodes where Ashley just reacts to the episodes that she wants.
That should be a Patreon episode. Is Ashley filming herself watching this?
Listener, if you're a patron, write down below if you would be interested in that. I think that's hilarious. But anyway, what were you saying before I yelled at you? I'm sorry, by the way. I hope you're okay with that.
It was really, Mac, it was really intense. I didn't mean to raise my tone. It was like, that was kind of
harsh. I just got carried away. It got a little worked up.
Which, speaking of, people are upset about the way that me and Ashley came at you about the merch stuff.
What?
Well, kind of like, exactly. Like when a couple episodes ago we were like, Ashley came in a little hot about you taking on the merch.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So I wanted to check in. Are you doing okay?
Yes.
Okay. The stuff that you've sent us so far is so good. I just wanted to say you're doing a really good job so far. You're not messing anything up.
That means a lot. So thank you.
You're welcome for that. I would also give you an A for
sure. Oh my gosh, Elena. Okay, thank you.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing.
I'm going to start keeping a grade book of like real life things and like checking in with you guys, be like, how am I doing? Love that's that. So motivating.
It is.
Like, how did I do with blank last week? And you guys were like, B
yeah,
plus.
B like, minus. Okay,
can work on that. Why did you shoot to B minus though?
Because you made a face like it was something you were going to work on. I actually can't think of a single thing I would not give you an A in. Maybe other than past
one years. Second.
Oh. Oh my god, listener, we've got binoculars out.
This is Wait. A monocular.
Oh, whoa. Sorry. It's a monocular. Wow. We're looking. We've
Looks
got
like a Boeing.
Pirate Corps.
I got some new toys.
As you should. You deserve it.
Wow. What a treat.
What was it?
It was a plane.
Oh, you're watching planes. I got these planes.
Four looking at planes, yes. So I hate being on planes.
Yeah, that surprises me that you want to look at planes.
I love staring at planes. Every time a plane goes by, I just like want to stop and stare. I think they're so fucking cool from the ground. Like so neat. So that was originally why I wanted to get the binoculars.
Yeah.
But every time I went to look for them, I was like, I shouldn't spend like a couple hundred bucks on these binoculars. And like, they're also expensive. I went to the thrift store and I got a monocular.
Yeah, okay. That thing looks brand new.
It is brand new. It was in box. Monocular? Binoculars. These aren't new, but I kind of like that they're a little beat
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah. She's got a little pair
Some binoculars. And wasn't even looking for this.
Okay. Okay. Mac has pulled out a head-sized rectangular microscope.
$15.
What is that?
Microscope.
Microscope. No.
Wait. What's it called when they're hand... Wait.
It's not called a microscope. Magnifying glass.
No, microscope. Thank you. Magnifying yes. glass. Microscope is the... I wish.
That makes
but anyway,
me my
I got
grandpa.
All of that for $15 together. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
We left the thrift store and I stepped outside and there was a plane and immediately got to look
See,
at the plane
I
go by.
See, I can't look at... I don't want to put this in your head, but like I can't look at a plane flying. I get the really? Same panic feeling as being on one.
Oh, when I'm on the ground, like statistics take over and I'm like, okay, planes are actually much safer than cars and you watch them
right.
go by
when
and like
it's just
look,
other people's lives in danger.
Damn. That's really messed up actually.
Then it's fine.
I don't know, it's just very different. I love plane watching.
Interesting. See, I immediately anyway, went birds.
I think birds would be cool, but like Ashley's gonna shoot on us if we talk about stupid stuff.
You're right. No, I've literally been thinking. I'm like, I have her in the back of my head watching us. And I'm
With
like,
her
she,
list.
Oh my God. Ashley is gonna rip us to shreds for this conversation.
I'm not ready
Listener,
for
can
that.
You write in the comments down below nice things, please, so that Ashley thinks that we did an okay job? And also, could you write
yeah,
a review?
Yeah, delete your insurance comment.
No, leave
I don't
the
need
insurance
to know.
Comment.
Just
and
say.
Write another comment.
Yeah,
let's get this episode to be the most popular episode so that Ashley gives us both A's, okay?
Okay,
well, what's
what
something
were you
like what's something juicy and interesting?
Well, I
you
had
could talk
something
about.
I wanted to talk about, but oh. I'm upset that Ashley isn't here because I wanted like her perspective as well. Have you seen the lesbian drama right now on TikTok about like the lesbian
yes.
bar situation?
Yes.
Girl,
oh
we gotta God. Talk about this. Because normally when stuff like this, when there's like drama on the internet, mm-hmm. obviously none of us want to talk about it because you don't want to like rail into one person. I just,
yeah.
I think neither or none of us like ever want to do that to a single person, no matter the regard. Like we don't even want to do that to Matt Rife. Like,
yes. yeah,
like
right.
we don't even want that out there. But when it's stuff like this, where it's like the lesson and the discussion is something much bigger than what actually
mm-hmm.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is so important to talk about. And I'm also so interested in like other people's perspective on this because, okay, I should talk about what it actually is so
yes.
that the people that don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, this is what went down. This straight woman
mm-hmm.
goes to a lesbian bar.
Yes.
With
Cubbyhole,
her-
which Ashley... like would
Cubby
have
hole.
An opinion on that's like her bar isn't, isn't that like her
Damn,
bar
are we
isn't Ashley like a Cubbyhole regular
she like doesn't she like own that bar
doesn't she like we isn't she like an investor doesn't she like own stocks
if you're a lesbian then yes you are an investor in a lesbian bars
yeah.
actually I believe
that's true we've all got a share or
yeah,
two
we've all got a stake there
yeah
so she goes to a lesbian bar Cubbyhole she was with a queer friend
yeah
and they have a straight cis male friend mm-hmm. who wants to join them at the club. He comes to the club and essentially from, I'm going to say from her side of the story, because there was another side that came
yes.
out.
Yes.
A
from
lesbian
the straight woman's
was,
side.
Yes, from the straight woman's perspective, which
yes.
we need
We're going hetero
more of those
first.
Perspectives.
From the hetero perspective.
Yeah, we definitely need more of that. We also, I think, need more straight male perspective. But
yeah, and just like straight men around in general.
Yeah, straight men. What do you think of lesbian bars?
Yeah,
just like in general. Can we get your opinion?
Yeah, why are there not more of you there? It's kind of like when I go to a lesbian bar, I'm like a little lonely.
Yeah, I miss you. I'm like, where are you? We're getting ahead of ourselves. We're telling the story from the perspective of people that don't know the story.
Right. Sorry. Okay. So front. Right. Back to the hetero perspective.
Stupid.
Get back into. Get back into the straight.
Okay.
Straight mindset.
So from there. Okay. So from their perspective, right?
Right.
From their perspective.
Yes. Tell us.
This straight guy comes in. Lesbian comes up. Lesbian. That's how straight girls say the word lesbian. Actually.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
They don't like straight girls don't say like, the
don't
word
really
lesbian.
Want to say it. Yeah,
straight girls are scared of the word lesbian.
They're like a what?
They'll go. What? They'll go gay.
Oh, a gay woman.
Gay woman.
A gay woman. Yes. Okay.
Gay
I understand.
Woman. Queer. Are you allowed to say that? Are we allowed to? Say
These are
that
this. This word? Is the same straight women that get offended when you call them cis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She her pronouns. I don't have pronouns.
I don't believe in pronouns.
I don't believe in
actually.
Pronouns. I don't use them. Okay, sorry. We're,
straight no. guy enter bar, mm-hmm. and according to the straight woman at the bar, a lesbian came up to the straight man mm-hmm. unprompted and was essentially asking him why he was there. One might use the word from her perspective, harass. I don't know if she yeah. used that word in the video, but it was certainly implied mm-hmm. That the lesbian was harassing the straight man about being in the lesbian space.
About nothing.
So, yes, just like, you know, as us lesbians love to do, go up to straight men and just talk their ear off and just try to like yeah. get in a fight with them, try to start something.
That's who I seek out.
That's where I'm like, you don't know lesbians because we are avoiding at all costs. No. If, like, I could
why
have a straight guy.
Why do you think we're at Cubbyhole? Like, why do you think we're at a lesbian bar?
Okay, sorry, ahead of ourselves, getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, so anyway, harassing the straight guy. Mm-hmm. And then, so from this perspective, thankfully, actually, people saw through the first video and like people automatically were like, okay, first of all, there's more to the story, definitely.
Yeah.
Second of all, why is a straight man in a lesbian bar? Mm-hmm. And the straight woman was saying that the lesbian was asking, like, why are you here? You're not allowed here. Like, you shouldn't be here. Like, mm-hmm. quite aggressive. Getting in his face, you know. That to me is so hilarious because that is like just a role reversal of everything IRL.
Yeah.
Like, what lesbian wants to just walk up to a man and confront him about...
Yeah.
Honestly, if a straight dude catcalled my girlfriend in the street, like, I would just be like, keep walking. Like,
oh,
I wouldn't
absolutely.
Say a damn thing.
Absolutely.
Because it's, like, fucking scary, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to... That's, like, kind of the darker side of it, but, like, it's freaky. And then the other side of it is just, like, I feel like a lot of us are probably not so confrontational.
Yeah.
But then the second perspective comes out. Mm-hmm. This is the lesbian. God forgive me if I'm getting any of these details wrong. I'm not meaning
no,
to
she is.
Anyone.
Her,
I just don't
her,
have
like username
a...
was literally like, I'm that lesbian.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, well, that's a little like, that's a little confrontational, but you know, it's
absolutely.
Online.
Well,
so.
And as, even like, as you were saying that about the confrontational and like, no lesbians going up to a man and, it, you know, it's scary and all that stuff. I'm also thinking if you did, like, even if you were, quote unquote, that lesbian that's going to be confrontational and whatever, like, yeah.
This is we are literally only asking for this cubbyhole. You can have the whole world. We want the cubbyhole. Just give us the cubbyhole. So the moral of the story here is that, like, people broke out, the discourse broke out into online.
Yeah.
Broke queer TikTok. Everybody's talking about this.
Broke it wide open. Mm-hmm.
Wondering, like, okay, where's the line? Like, should straight cis guys be allowed in mm-hmm. these lesbian spaces? Mm-hmm. We're not even talking, like, this is niche down as far as it could possibly be niche down. We're not talking about, like, queer clubs. We're not talking about gay clubs. We're talking about
lesbian
spaces.
Yeah, queer women. Spaces
queer
for queer
women.
Queer women
spaces. And so the lesbian comes out and is talking about it. And, of course, the story from her perspective is mm-hmm. completely different.
Very different, yeah.
Very different. Something about, I'm going to try to sum this up, she was in line for the bathroom.
Yeah.
The straight cis guy was, like, standing in front of the bathroom. Like, she couldn't really get in. She was trying to get into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. She asks him after he, like, doesn't move for a while, like, are you here with someone? And he, like, pointed at his friends, like, kind of dismissively, I guess. So she goes to the bathroom, comes back out. The interaction was finished. It fizzled out. She comes out. He comes back up to her and says, would it be a problem if I wasn't here for someone?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or wasn't here with someone. And so then she was like, I don't really remember the details after this point, but essentially he reengages.
Yeah.
She says, yeah, it kind of would be a problem.
Yeah.
The guy's friends come over and they're all kind of like getting up on this girl now. That's the straight woman, the straight man, the
queer woman.
Getting onto this girl about it, like talking about like, oh, I can't believe you said that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Again, none of these are exact quotes because I don't have to read that. But that's the gist of the story.
No, that is exactly what they said. They said, yeah, well, why would you say that, blah, blah, blah?
Why would you? That's what I hear sometimes when the straight men are blabbling. I'm like, okay, they're looking at me, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it just basically exploded this giant discourse. Did I tell that story okay? Or was it confusing? Do I need to?
No, a little confusing.
I tried my best, you guys.
Okay, that's A minus.
Yeah, it's A hard when minus you're recalling the details, like trying to pull it off.
No, of course.
I
no,
think you did an good. A minus perhaps was generous, but you did good. I'll accept it.
The summary is essentially that this straight woman puts out this video saying that this gay lesbian woman came up to her straight friend and was like, harassing him. What are you doing here? Why are you here? You shouldn't be here. Then the lesbian woman puts out a video saying, actually, the first interaction was pretty neutral. I asked him who he was here with. And then he came up to me later, reengaged. And then after she left the bar, they were all outside. And according to the lesbian woman, that group of people was then shouting things at her, like on the street, and it just felt like.
Thank you. You just made that so much. Should we just cut everything I just
said? No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. It's the discourse. There's been all sorts of different kind of offshoots, right? So the first is just the argument about what even happened and like who's in the wrong for that, for the interaction and what actually happened and who said what and in what tone. And I'm actually like, so less interested in that piece.
Like, the facts in the situation are the facts. Like, we have a situation factually in a lesbian bar.
Yes.
Factually, a straight man entered the lesbian bar.
Yes.
Factually, there was a confrontation of some sort.
Exactly.
Like, those are the three things that we know for.
Those are the things that everybody's agreeing on.
Yes.
Whatever kind of side you're on. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And then the wider conversation is, was it wrong for somebody to question whether or not he's welcome there, to question why he's there? And then secondly, is it wrong for him to have been there in the first place? You know, and exactly what you were saying, like, where's that line? And that's the frustrating part, is like, I think there's like a total of 27 lesbian bars in all of the United States.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know it was that country. High, honestly.
And like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
There are so many spaces. The default is that straight, cis, white men are allowed everywhere. That is the default. Mm-hmm. And there are 27 total spaces in the totality of spaces that are available in the United States.
Yep.
That say, maybe not here.
And for reference, I would say in most mid-sized cities, you've probably got at least 27 regular clubs, regular bars. Like, things where it's not niched down to be a specific space for specific people that maybe are feeling a bit unsafe when they're around like, straight cis guys.
Like, honestly, this whole thing just feels like common sense to me. And it's just telling that people are getting so up in arms, because it's like, there are, like, in Toronto, there's this one bar. I don't know. This was a while ago. There's like a gay bar, like a bar for gay men. And like women aren't allowed in. Like I didn't know this. And like I tried to go with my friends.
Heard, yes.
And like the bouncer was like, oh no, like women aren't allowed. And I was like, yeah, okay. It doesn't matter. Like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, all right,
I'll go somewhere
find
else.
A different spot. Why would I exactly. want to go somewhere
like,
where
why
I'm
would
not?
I yeah. want to insert myself, first
crash
of all,
that
somewhere that I wasn't wanted? It doesn't make sense. And then second of all, as the predominant majority, the one who has more power in general in everyday life, like you have to use an ounce of empathy and like an ounce of common sense and be like, even if that lesbian, even if she did come up in a confrontational manner, even mm-hmm. if she did come up to you with no provocation and ask you what you were doing there and who you were with, give her a break. Like,
yeah, yeah. This is kind of her space.
It's her like, space.
It's and what like, you're saying. The empathy piece is like, there's no question. Straight cis men, theoretically, yes, can go into a lesbian bar. There is not a law that says that they can't go.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was. that says they can't go into these spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. It's not...
It's like, think about, it's. I think it kind of falls into a similar vein of the whole, like, not all men thing, where it's mm-hmm. like, nobody's saying that either all lesbian women have had negative, dangerous, traumatic experiences with men. We're not mm-hmm. saying that. And we're not saying that all straight men have caused dangerous, traumatic experiences for women, right? Nobody's saying all.
Yeah.
But... you have to recognize that some, right? And so mm-hmm. when you're a part of that group, it's like men who will like be walking behind a woman at night and cross the street,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, to like make sure she feels safe. And because there's an awareness
yes.
of what it's like to be a woman. There's an awareness mm-hmm. of this kind of inbuilt fear.
It's like the responsibility of having that privilege as
yes,
a man.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and so it's like, and the other kind of piece of it, the piece of nuance that we haven't mentioned about this whole specific situation is that the guy was only just coming in to say hi to his friend, apparently.
Yeah.
It wasn't yeah. that he was coming to stay. They weren't going to spend the night at the bar. It was just he was coming in to like meet his friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's true, right? Okay, am I going to throw a fit because a guy comes into a lesbian bar, go say hi to his friends? No. It like, whatever. Go say hi to your yeah. friends and whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What does matter is that then you have to be aware
absolutely.
Of the people that are in that space. Like
yeah.
you have to be okay then.
You have to be aware of the other types of men that go into these spaces for different reasons than you
that's
are.
That's the other thing. That's yeah. like apparently I've never been to Cubbyhole, but apparently that's like also a problem at this bar, or like at lesbian bars mm-hmm. in general, is you see men go there to like try and pick up women or to like ogle the women kissing each other. And it's like,
yeah.
even if you're not that guy, you have to understand that we don't know that.
Yeah. I
you
have a really good example for perspective.
You're what? Sorry?
For, I have a really good example okay. that like, gives us a good perspective of the not all men thing.
Yeah.
People, this is, I feel like I'm going to get LOL'd for this, but it's so true. I feel
Are
like
you
it really
about
helps.
Sharks?
People?
Yeah.
People are terrified
comparison.
Of sharks.
Yeah.
Terrified of sharks.
Yeah.
And we kill more sharks in a year than sharks have ever killed of people.
Yeah.
With finning, with all, like, don't even get me started. But
it's true.
Like
you're started.
You think like you avoid all sharks. If you go into the ocean and you know that one person last year was
mm-hmm.
bitten by a tiger shark,
mm-hmm.
the aggressive breed. But like you're going to avoid a shark if you see it. You're not going to go after it.
Yes.
It's just
exactly.
It's just it. You're so right. It's like the empathy piece of it. Why would you want to go into this situation?
It's and getting defensive. As if you've been accused of something. Like, I think this is where it comes from, is it comes from this place of like wanting to be like, but no, I'm not there to
yeah.
ogle the women. I'm not there to make anybody uncomfortable. I'm just there to say hi to my friend. Like, it's wanting to kind of defend But what you have to understand is that nobody knows that. Like, we don't know that about you. And that's not saying anything about you as a person.
Yeah.
That's saying that there's a greater societal problem. There's a larger force at hand here that has created this sense of mistrust and fear. And it's not your fault. It's not you as an individual's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, being the person in the position of privilege, it is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to not be a part of the problem.
Yeah, I think like the biggest piece here. Oh, there's a plane outside.
Get the monocle.
Girl, no, you have my full attention right now. Okay. I think the biggest piece here is just the way that it was handled. Because there have got to be so many situations where a straight man is in a queer space and it doesn't turn into something like this. Like, obviously, that has to have happened before. So there's like this other subgroup of men, I think, that were in the discourse that were like listening to what was being said. And their input was, well, I love going to queer spaces as an ally to show support. And
interesting.
That's an interesting discourse, because in this situation, again, I think that it's a big difference going into just a lesbian space, a space for queer women, as opposed to a queer club, you know, that's just like kind of everybody like celebrating queerness.
Yes.
I think there's a huge difference there because of the lack of lesbian only spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to go to show their support, but it's like, we are telling you how you can support us. We're telling you that support in this situation is potentially refraining from going to lesbian only spaces. Even if you're not that guy, even if you're not that person that, you know, wants to be threatening or wants to, you know, cause some discomfort in that space, even if you are not that guy, we are telling you that it still does, whether it's not your intention or whether it is your intention. We don't know. It's like what Elena said earlier, like you don't know in that space. And if you're wanting to support queer people, if you're wanting to be an ally, that's awesome. But like, time and place.
That's such a good point, though. Just the like, we're telling you.
Yeah.
Like you're saying,
this is how you support us.
Yeah. Like you're saying, well, I'm just trying to be an ally. I'm just trying to show support. We're telling you how to do that.
Yeah.
And it's don't come to those, like, it's not for you.
Yeah. I'm going to support you in how I think you should be supported.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, this is how we actually want you to support us.
And I think sometimes there's also a piece of like wanting to show like, look, there's some good ones. Look, like I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but time and place.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when
like, show you're a good one with your vote, you know, show you're a good one with like, show up at rallies, come to Pride, like come to,
absolutely,
come to protests. Like
if a lesbian's going to a lesbian bar, I don't think she wants to have her night taken over by like a scavenger hunt of trying to figure out which straight guys in the bar are the good ones and which ones are there to like watch you make out with your girlfriend. That's not why you're there. So like, don't make people have to try to figure it out or like even just be in that situation in the first place. But I feel like I felt bad for a second that we didn't answer a question, but also I feel like this was a question kind of. It's like,
yeah, I bet you. Let me go in the Discord. We have a private Discord for our patrons only, where they ask questions for these episodes. Someone probably did ask about the drama.
Oh, well, in that case, then we totally answered a question that somebody asked. So,
That's what we do.
You're welcome.
Look at me and Mac just killing it on our own.
We're so good at this. I was looking through the Discord this morning at like 5 a.m. and like picked a question out, and it was about that. Wow. So I was really
prepped
ahead.
It.
Yeah, it's whatever.
These kinds of conversations are always tricky too, because it's like, there's also like this feeling of like not wanting to alienate or like shit on a whole other group of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that.
I was just thinking like, why every time that this comes up or like I talk about this with somebody, do I leave the conversation feeling mean? Like feeling like I hurt somebody's feelings, or like
I guess the bottom line is, like, don't put people in a situation where they have to. Like, does that make sense? No, mm-hmm. I still feel mean, honestly.
I know, I feel mean too. But it's, I'm trying to think of an equivalent.
This is where we needed Ashley for, to be like, no, listen, we only have 27 spaces in the whole country.
Yeah, and this exactly. is one of them. Yes, yeah. We needed Ashley for that.
Exactly. Wait, was that kind of good?
That was really good.
Was that kind of good, maybe?
Just like channel
this
that.
This is one of our only spaces in the country. And you came into it, you stupid straight guy. This is one of the only places. That's... We only have 0.03% of the clubs in America are clubs for lesbians.
Non-confirmed stat.
Non-confirmed. Just use your head. Like, use your judgment. Think about it for a second.
Like, why do I feel mean? I hate that. Maybe it's a little bit of compent, like, still wanting to, like, appease men and, like, make sure they're comfortable.
But it's probably a part of that, but it's also, I think, part of our demeanor is, like, we don't want anyone to be uncomfortable ever. Like, it doesn't matter what gender. I just don't want people to be uncomfortable.
Okay, no, because I'm going to be like Ashley right now. Listen,
yes,
we don't
do
have
it.
These spaces for real. Like,
yeah,
we literally real. Do not. They could go anywhere. Damn it. We are not excluding people. No, they have places
to go.
Go
anywhere.
Are you afraid that we're going to kick you out of our one single lesbian bar in, like, all of the 10 states surrounding this area? Yeah. And then you'll have to walk down the block and pick one of the 5 straight bars that you could go to? We're not excluding anyone. We are excluded. Like, are you kidding me? Okay, no, it's I don't hard. Care. I'm not going back this time.
Good job, Mac. I'm proud of you. I'm trying to think of, like, an equivalent, like an opposite equivalent, but I can't, because it's like, because as a queer woman, if I go into a regular, quote, air quotes, straight, like, non-queer bar, mm-hmm. and I'm with my girlfriend, and we're making out on the dance floor, dudes are staring, you know, like, it's gross. It's uncomfortable. You're pegged as different. You're approached and, like, spoken. Like, it's in, like, gross ways. It's just a really uncomfortable situation that sometimes can be a dangerous situation. Try and understand how having one place where that fear doesn't have to exist, mm-hmm. like having one place where we can go and just feel normal, like just feel like everybody there is just like us, and like,
yeah,
we're not going to be sexualized, we're not going to be harassed, we're not going to be, like,
in danger.
Yeah, to be able to feel...
Anybody with a good heart would not want to touch that space in the way that you just defined it, I believe. Like,
yeah.
Saying what you've said and comparing our other options with our very limited, but this option of going to a lesbian bar,
mm-hmm.
it's just anybody with a good heart that is an ally would want lesbians and queer women to be able to have that experience in that space. Like, in the same way that I'm sure they have a good time when they go clubbing with their friends, we want that same experience. We're not able to have it at a regular bar, at a regular club. It's just, even if everybody in that space was respectful and kind and sweet, it's still the, like,
you don't know
and you're freaked out and you're uncomfortable and you don't feel like you can express yourself.
There's always a possibility that the shark will bite you.
Yeah.
Like.
So true.
You've either been bitten by a shark before, once, multiple times, who knows? Or you've seen somebody else get bitten by a shark, or you sure as hell have heard multiple firsthand stories from friends, close people to you, who have been bitten by a shark. Yeah. So
look at the Jaws franchise.
Yes.
It exists for a reason. They literally made movies off of fake fear for sharks.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but obviously besides the point, but also is the point.
Do you think we had a well-rounded discussion? Do you think it was well-rounded?
I would really like
to think of a space that's, like, very specifically just for men in, like, like a real way. Like I'm thinking of like a men's support group.
A gentleman's club.
No, not like that. Like I'm trying to think of, no, I'm trying to think of something that's like actually really important, like a men's support group or like a place that even just like a men's health support group where you get to go and like,
yeah,
it's like honestly, a space where it's just you and other men or other, there's like, you know, veteran spaces, right? There's like trauma support, group therapy for veterans. Yeah. I'm not walking in there being like, oh, I actually have trauma too. So like, I could actually be a part of the group. No, no, no. I'm not going to judge you. You guys go ahead. You guys go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll just be here too. I'm not one of those. Like, it's ridiculous.
Don't worry about it, though. Yeah, but I think in the comments down below, like, I think there will be very good discourse about this conversation, like other opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually really excited to read
writing about the insurance policies, the insurance, and giving us lots of compliments.
The A+ grades after you type that. I hope your fingers aren't too sore, but knowing our audience, they should be well trained.
They're strong out there.
I'm interested to hear like the men that listen to this, that I found out we have all these straight men listening to this podcast. Love you guys. Men.
Yeah.
Love them for it. I'm interested to hear if they have spaces that they can, give us examples of that would be similar to this. And also like, if you don't fully agree with what we're saying or you have a different perspective,
yeah,
I'd love to hear that too. Because if I am being too mean, I would like to know about it. I would love to know about it. Don't be mean back. I'm sorry if I was too... No, I'm not. No, damn it. I can't go back. I'm doing it.
Channel Ashley. Channel Ashley.
Okay. 27. Only 27.
I like when you start to channel Ashley, you get quieter.
I hate loud noises. I can't do the...
Yeah. We're not the people.
Anyway.
It's okay to have spaces that are just for you and your specific experience. Like, that's okay.
Not everything is for everyone.
No.
And that is okay.
And that is okay.
That's fine. It doesn't mean you're excluded. It just means that you're welcome somewhere else.
Like, and that's okay. Like, you can be excluded sometimes. Like, sometimes we're all excluded and that's okay.
Ashley is going to have a fucking heyday with us trying to, like, be stern.
Yeah.
But also being like, I'm so sorry if I offended you.
But also, I'm so sorry that I said that. Actually, Danny, cut this whole episode.
We're actually hosting a support group after this for everybody that was offended by this episode. Damn it. I feel like we needed her
relaxation. No, we've done good. Mac, we've done good.
I gave it my all.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I think this was an episode. Thanks for your support. This is our support group this week.
For real. This is the Mac and Elena support group. The comment section on this video is our support group for this week. So insurance,
yep.
A+s preferably.
Compliments.
Mm-hmm. Compliments. Tell Elena she looks good today.
Oh.
And what was the last thing? Oh, men talking. men just comment blah, blah, blah. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast if you want another episode, but you're like, I'm out of episodes.
Yeah.
And there's more episodes there.
There's a bunch over there.
There's a ton, and there'll be more.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever.